I was wondering, do you mind just telling us, like, kind of what, if there is a typical day, do you mind sharing, like, what your typical day or week looks like?
Yeah, so there's no such thing really as a typical day. I mean, I do have that variety of things that I do, right? And at any given moment, somebody could call because I have, like I said, 13 districts, but also other folks who may need help. And so things are always changing. But typically, I mean, I'll have, board meetings that I'm attending. I'm creating slideshows and PowerPoints and doing trainings and sort of disseminating information. I may be going to trainings myself or meeting with folks. And meeting with people could mean meeting with folks at the state level or locally. I also do like a bunch of contracts. So, it may be meeting with folks to figure out, supports and services for the schools. Like there's a big staffing shortage in general. And so maybe it's, helping find some people to work and develop contracts. And then it may be going out to schools and, meeting with people, observing kids. And then there's always phone calls, emails. Right now, COVID, there is a lot. I've done more sort of health and medical stuff than I've ever done in this position. So sometimes it's meeting with like pediatricians and our local health folks to figure out, how do we support kids with disabilities or kids who are immunocompromised right now, what we're doing and total variety every day.
Thank you for sharing that. And for all those who are just tuning in, you're listening to the What to Be show on KSQD Santa Cruz 90.7 FM. I'm Patrick Hart, and I'm speaking with Jessica Little, who's the Executive Director of North Santa Cruz County Special Education and Local Planning Area, better known as SELPA. Jessica, do you mind telling us what kind of skills you use in your job? And on top of everything you've already shared, it sounds like you're almost like acting as like a therapist. It's like sort of too sometimes.
I'd say everybody needs emotional support, right? No matter what you do.
Totally, I agree.
Sometimes people in the grocery store, right? While you're waiting in line. But yeah, so I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, no worries. I was asking you, like what kind of skills you use in your career. I know you've told us like a lot, but do you mind telling us a little bit more?
Yeah, all kinds of skills. I mean, so interpersonal skills for sure. So talking about, listening skills. I mean, really being a good listener and hearing what people's concerns are, what their needs are, what do they, what support do they need? And again, that could be anybody, right? And so all of those interpersonal skills, and then I would say like analytical skills and sort of the ability to look at the big picture. So looking at data and our systems and being able to progress monitor what's going on, if we're putting programs and supports in place or, we're spending money on a certain area or new initiative, is that making a difference for kids? And how do we know? And what data are we going to look at to see if that's making a difference? And so really being able to analyze and question, what do we need? How are we going to know? And then,
Would you say that like the skills that you just kind of talked about, did you learn those like on the job? I mean, I don't know if, or like in the classroom, it sounds like maybe like you kind of learn some of those like as you're working, doing your job.
I would say on the job, and the more that you practice and the more also I'm able to prioritize, right? And so I think organization and being able to prioritize, because like I said, I don't have a typical day. And so when you have, maybe I plan to do 50 things and then 1,000 things happen during that day. And so you really have to be able to prioritize in the moment and keep the big picture in mind, right? And so there are tons of deadlines and, things that need to get done in accordance with the law. And then there are also things that, people consider an emergency and needed to be done, an hour ago or yesterday when they're calling you, right? And so being able to manage all of that, I'd say also the organizational skills are really necessary. And I think the longer that you do something, you figure that out, right? And it also changes, you know. So like I said, I was on the East Coast prior and a special ed director. And that was, you know, different than being here in Santa Cruz. And so you have to learn who you're working with and what their needs are and, you know, what's the best method to help them as well. So it goes back to the interpersonal skills, but there's really a variety of skills, I'd say, to this job.